Hang on.
Yeah.
You drink a Red Bull? Oh my god.
Guy's a maniac.
How many of those have you had today, John?
Too many.
It's probably my fourth.
Oh my god.
At least it's the skinny one, not the Magnum. Fourth.
Yeah, it's not the Magnum.
I would love to just smell your urine. It's gotta smell so good.
I've never heard anyone ever say that before in their life.
Well, it's gonna be the opening of the episodes, and now you'll always have to look back on.
It's gotta be the opening of the episode.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Five Idiots Talking Toys. It's Wednesday night, and that means it's time for Wins and Whiffs of the Week. Charles is here, Christopher, and John Walden. Thanks very much for joining us on Five Idiots Talking Toys podcast. You can follow us here on YouTube by subscribing. You can like the video and you can comment below. Let us know what you thought about the episode and what your favorite win was. And of course, we have our Sunday night podcast episodes. Those are also on all of your favorite podcast apps if you want to listen in the car. But we appreciate you being here with us. Guys, another Wins and Whiffs. Brandon is at an event of some sort.
Brandon is at a three-year-old birthday party.
Oh.
He's selling toys at a party. So he set up
a booth.
Yeah, he set up a booth.
And okay.
Now he's
selling at a three-year-old party in West Virginia.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
West Virginia.
He can't be trusted. He can't be trusted.
No, he Sunday nights for him are just free and easy.
Did he put in for the night off? Like, did he fill out the sheet or no?
He did. Well, okay. When you guys weren't on with all of your excursions and, you know, traipsing around town, we talked about the calendar. So we got some things somewhat organized on the calendar again. And yeah, Brandon told us two different days he was going to be out. So they're on the calendar.
Because normally Brandon's the one guy that doesn't tell anybody.
Well, he has all good intentions to be on the show usually, but then he gets to happy hour and Taco Fest, and he ties one on, and then he calls us and tells us he'll be home in 30 minutes. And
yeah, he's
you know,
done.
Yeah. All right, guys.
He's unhinged.
He's completely off the reservation. I love it. All right. Well, we miss Brian. Brian.
Whoa! What the?
Brian.
Don't talk anymore about Brian.
That's the new guy.
We don't talk about Brian. Yeah. Don't tell Brandon about Brian. Brian. When is that starting? In 2 weeks? Don't tell Brandon.
Don't say anything about Brandon.
Okay. All right. Never. I didn't say that. Never mind.
Brandon.
Right. Well, we had to keep it a B, John. We decided that.
Yeah. Well. Okay. We also signed an NDA, and you just.
Well,
we're going to get sued now.
All right. Well,
that's the wrong guy, John. Only one guy sues.
Oh, no, listen, we're going to be free and clear because Christopher's got five lawyers in his pocket.
Yes.
He has
Charles has the cash and he has the money, right?
Yeah.
And he has the funds. He has the funds, the cash, and the money.
I might have the attorneys in my pocket. And then my brother, he has the cash and he has the money.
I always get it backwards. All right, folks, thanks for tuning in for Wins and Whiffs. We appreciate you being here. Let's jump in now with our first win of the week. All right, we are going to go out east to the island, to the islands of New York. Charles, what is your win of the week?
Oh, Charles.
Charles's eyebrow raised. I saw it. So,
So my win of the week.
Is this the second set of Bluey?
See this?
I aim to please. Once these white gloves come on, you know it's not going to be a Lego. So.
Oh, what? Boy.
It's not a Lego?
He's punishing us now. We're not allowed to see any Legos.
Those are like rich man's white gloves. I don't even have white gloves as nice as that.
So
like my grandmother's gloves.
I'm continuing my first 20 of the Ninja Turtles.
I like those.
Oh wow.
So this is Donatello.
Trying to go
with my new lights. So Shane wants my lights.
Oh yeah, those look great. That looks fantastic.
There you go. Look, so professional. Look at that. Look how
well. Right, so it's not Shane's fault anymore. Right. So here's Donatello. He got a 80 plus.
Oh nice,
man. That is so clean.
I know. I really like those.
Full accessory pack, all not taken apart
on the sprue tree.
Yep, on the sprue tree. So. I think this is number 4 out of 20. I still need another 16 of them.
This is the fourth one you got back.
This is the fourth one I've shown on this show, I think.
Oh, okay.
I believe. Now,
when did you get that back?
I got this back maybe 2 weeks ago. It took 17 months.
Jeez.
Yeah.
17 months.
You can't even be serious when you say 17 months.
I know.
That sounds ridiculous.
That is so ridiculous.
Well, it sounds ridiculous.
I still have more there. Like most of them are still there, and those are
17. Well,
like a year and a half. Year and a half or more. They're still not back.
Are they there because they're awaiting your payment for shipment?
No.
Oh, okay. Now, I'm not really that good with calendars and whatnot, but by my estimation, a year and a half is about 26 months. Is that right, John? You were a teacher.
What the hell? 18 months.
Yeah. 18 months. That's a long time, 18
26?
Months.
26? Yeah. Where the hell did you
And I taught English.
Hey, if John, you taught English, so let me ask you a calendar question for math.
please do. If you guys at home could see the amount of times that John wants to correct Christopher's English, your heads would explode.
Oh, yeah. It's every time.
Yeah.
I was told
he's like, this is the most worst thing I've ever seen. John just starts quivering.
Not only do you have to type correct English, you have to speak correct English when you're around John.
Correct.
That's not true.
Yeah. It's not true. That Donatello looks awesome. I mean that was the last toy line that I collected as an actual kid, and so I love those turtles. But that thing looks so clean, and that display case is really nice.
I love them all. I have the first 20 at CIS, and I have a few extras, so I'll have a few for sale on Rogue Five whenever they come in.
Okay.
See you in 16 months.
I mean, I'm sorry, but. Really, the balls to give you an 80 on something you've waited 17 months for? I mean, it seems like, doesn't it seem like that sometimes?
Where you're like, John, the grade should have no impact.
I know, but I mean, doesn't it seem like that sometimes?
Of course it does.
Where, like, you've been waiting for it for 17 months. You're like, you got an 80? Are you kidding me?
Because it makes you wonder if it was an 85, but from sitting around for 16 months, then it turned into an 80 from being banged around.
So exactly.
Yeah.
They also charge a lot. I want to say it's 60 or it's $80. Maybe it's 80.
That's good.
The turtle
$79.99.
That's good.
Maybe it's $89.99 for grading.
Yeah, because a regular figure is $60 in tax and shipping. Hmm. So,
yeah,
for that to only be $20 more is a fantastic price, I think.
Yes, yeah, so maybe it's 80 or 90 then. I forget.
You're definitely getting more acrylic out of that than typical.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really nice setup.
Yeah.
All right.
The math doesn't add up. I'm not like I said, I was an English teacher, not a math teacher, but the math doesn't seem to add up on those grading things, because if you're paying $89 to grade that and it took 17 months to grade it, that's like what, $7 a day?
No, but you have to carry the one, John. You didn't carry the one over.
They got paid added up to like $3,000 somehow.
They got paid 70 cents a day to grade that.
He's going by the daily. It's like, for just the price it costs to grade a Donatello, you could have Starbucks coffee every day.
You can save nine dogs by donating $1.
Yeah, by donating one Donatello for 17 months.
But even if they graded one a day, which they do, they grade more than one a day?
No.
$80 a day. That's a horrible business.
Well, no. So I think they grade more than one a day, but do they acrylic and encase more than one a day? No.
So
grading and encasing are two different operations.
I've always heard that their holdup is the photos and that stuff. Like it sits on some photo line. So yeah. This was probably graded like a long time ago.
Absolutely. And
photos there. For what? The records? Like your paperwork?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Who cares
about
that?
That's
what
I've always heard. I don't know if that's real or true or not.
Well, that would be a travesty. Like the photos are not that important. I mean, I think they are important to some people. I know Charles like lines his gerbil cage with those paperwork, you know, because he doesn't care. He just wants them on his shelf and wants to look at them. But
so these were received 4/15 of 2022. So 16, yeah, like 15 or 16 months. But I remember they marked it in on 4/15. I probably sent it in February.
Yeah, that's true.
It takes a couple months for them to actually log it into the system. And they're still working on those from 4/15. They're not done.
That's quite a system.
Oh, God.
All right. All right. Well, guys, before we jump over to John for his win of the week, I want to take a second to announce for anybody who has not heard yet, we are now on Patreon. So please, if you like the show, if you'd like to support the show, head on over to Patreon. It's patreon.com/5idiotstalkingtoys. Super easy. We'll have the link in the description of this video here on YouTube. So go ahead and give that a click and check out our Patreon. We have some messages there that you can check out. And we're going to be doing some early access for our patrons. So if you become a Patreon member, you'll be a patron. And you can have early access to this video. Videos in the future like this, Wednesdays and Sundays. We're also going to have some exclusive videos that are only for our members. And we will also have some pre-sales to collectibles that will be going up on Rogue 5 Toys. So you'll have some early access there in the near future. So please come on over, support the show. We appreciate it. All right, John, let's throw it over to you for your win of the week.
My win of the week.
Are you doing the Mr. Miyagi thing? Were you going to lay hands on somebody?
I will fall off my chair if you go illegal right now.
I'm waiting for the show Karate Kid now.
No,
it's a lot of slathering going on over there.
Okay, so it is not a toy, but it was a gift.
But we're a toy podcast.
So don't be a smartass about it. Give me the gift. Right? But I got this from Jennifer's son, Owen. Heard me talking about it. You ready?
Ready.
It's the book Falcon. And record read-along set, Captain America and the Falcon.
Well, that's kind of nice. Do you remember when I talked about this?
Do you talk about it?
No.
Yeah, I talked about it. Well, I talked about it on the show. And I said, I was like, I don't know why I love the Falcon. I said, I think it goes back to when I was a kid and we got this Captain America read-along book and it introduced the Falcon. And so I said, I think that's where my love for the Falcon started. And next thing you know, Owen said, hey, I got something in the mail today and it's a gift for you. And I was like, what? And he opened it up and he gave it to me. So,
wow. Can you read us one page, John?
Yes, you're
well done, Owen. So, correct me if I'm wrong. This is 1947.
No, it is actually.
John was in high school.
Yep, 1974.
74. That was when you were. That was when you were working construction.
John, if you read that, can you go in front of a fireplace, wear a bathrobe, and don't have any clothes on underneath?
Oh, nude,
but.
With a pipe in your mouth?
To superimpose a fireplace.
Let's set the scene. You're in front of a fireplace. You're nude. You have a robe on, and you have a pipe, a vaping pipe in your mouth with a Red Bull.
With a Red Bull?
On ice. No, on ice with a straw.
For this, he's going to have Japanese whiskey. Really set the mood. He looks like Popeye.
I know.
With that.
Captain America and the Falcon on night patrol.
Charles, you're on night patrol sometimes. Do you have the Falcon with you?
Yeah, sleeping.
Cap. Hey, Cap, what's with you, partner? What? You'll have to run that by again, Sam. I'm a bit slow on the uptake this evening. You're moping around like you lost your last friend, which you definitely ain't. Not while I'm around. Can you? I love the vernacular of the black guy. The vernacular. Which you definitely ain't. Not while I'm around. Some nights it just gets worse than others. That's all.
Does he have a cowl?
Huh? He does.
Does he have a cowl?
Well, Captain America does. Okay. He has a mask. Falcon has a mask. He says, some nights it just gets worse than others. That's all. Some nights it just gets worse.
I hear you, brother.
Nice.
And the Phoenix Shall Arise is the name of the story.
Nice. But
yeah.
Well, congrats on your project, John.
So do you have a record player? No, right?
No, but we're talking about getting one for the vault anyway, because Drew's album's on a record. And
oh, cool.
People have been asking us if we're going to... I mean, look at that action. People have been asking us if we're going to be selling records, and, you know, we may.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so that's it. It's a cool gift. It's my introduction to the Falcon when I was a kid. And, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Nice. Now, if the fans want you to play the record while reading it for a video, would you do that?
Yeah, I'd do it. I would read along. Excuse me. That second pipe.
I'm just putting John on mute now because he's hacking a lung up into the microphone. He loved
too many Red Bulls.
Look at him. Yeah, he's all choked up on Red Bulls. It's the 14th Red Bull he's had.
Can we say if this video gets X amount of likes and X amount of comments, then John will have to read that comic book in front of a fireplace, wearing a robe, naked, mm-hmm. with a pipe?
Yeah. What's the count? Are we, like, if we hit 200?
No.
I was gonna say about 30. Yeah, I was gonna say
7. Yeah. 7.
All right, I'm gonna welcome John back to the show now, John.
How long has my mic been muted?
A while.
No, not that long. Since you started coughing. oh, God. All right. Yeah, so we get 7 views on this video. John's going to derobe and re-robe and sidle up to the fireplace, mm-hmm. lean back with his snifter of Japanese whiskey, and read this. Yeah. Excellent.
The Phoenix Shall Rise.
That it shall. Christopher, it is time for your win of the week.
Sorry, guys. I don't have anything.
All right.
No, I'm just kidding.
No!
So I don't have it on me, but it's a half.
No, wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. I'm muting him.
Here we go.
Mute him.
You know him the best, Charles. We have to bring you front and center. Is he allowed to do a win if he doesn't have it with him?
So...
What are the bylaws?
I think we've done this
say?
Before. Yeah. Like, I have a win. Yeah, it's at the store. I have to go and buy it still.
No.
Remember when Christopher had one of his biggest wins ever, except it was sleeping with his son in the bedroom and he wasn't allowed to go in there?
No. Yeah. I have a win, and it was a collection that I had picked up.
Oh.
But I'm not going to show the whole collection on air right now. You know, 50 pieces. Who does that?
Can we see one?
How about a picture? If you send John, are you gonna? You're not gonna remember.
I will. I'll send John pictures.
So he'll send it. So it's gonna be here. Like, put your fingers up. Where is it
gonna
be?
It's gonna be one right there.
Uh huh.
There. There. There.
Oh my God! Look at that. That's awesome. Tell us about this now.
Yeah.
So basically,
collection.
It's a win and it's a whiff. So it's a win. Because it's a nice collection that came in. It's a bunch of loose graded items that will be for sale on Rogue 5. It's actually a lot of modern stuff, too.
Okay.
It's stuff that I actually had sold loose prior to the person, and then he graded them, and then now he's getting rid of them and selling them. So.
Okay.
But they're nice items, and you'll be very happy to see them on the page.
That's a collector's story as old as time, right?
Correct.
Locked in your house for COVID.
What?
Find a new hobby, and at some point, it's time to move on to something else.
We're going to wait for the whiff about it.
Are we ready for the whiff or no?
No, we're not ready.
Well, no, Shane didn't go. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Shane, tell us about your win of the week.
My win of the week. All right. I have something that I half don't even know what it is.
But it's probably Leia Bosch.
Correct. It was something that I was ordering. I've shown you guys a couple of things. I was ordering the Leia Poncho 40th anniversary 6-inch figure. I was ordering the Pop for 40th anniversaries. I'm pumping it. And I was ordering some modern stuff, but it was the 40th anniversary Jedi stuff. And this thing popped up, which is also 40th anniversary. It's a...
Whoa, that looks like a burlesque show.
It's a limited edition sliding enamel pin, and it's one of only 1,000.
That's vintage or no?
No. This is modern. This is a brand new item that came out for 40th anniversary, and it's okay. It's in a nice box. This is a nice has a lid. You know, it's sealed, but it's a nice thick. You know, nice box. A gift box almost.
That's a really nice, yeah.
That's an amazing box.
The gloss, there's no waves.
Yeah. It's so glossy.
It's so ridiculously thick. Yeah, it's a so thick nice. Box.
You should open up that box and let us see what's inside.
Look at this disclaimer on the back. What is that?
Oh wow, the top of the box goes over and
it's
the bottom
16
goes
different languages.
The top. That's crazy. Is that wrapped with plastic and sealed?
Oh my god, can you believe it?
You're gonna open it? God.
So I don't know. Where's the number on here? I don't know. It's one of 1,000, but I don't know where the number is.
Inside.
Maybe it's inside. Yeah. So I haven't opened it. It's but you can see the 3D aspect of it. There's like a sliding mechanism. You got Han and Leia in there. So of course, you know, something
like
new
Han's
comes out. I had to get it.
Keys.
Well, you know what? This has also got like a ding in it. So should I just rip it open?
Yeah, open it.
Yeah.
The plastic. Well, the plastic. I didn't
that could be number one.
I didn't notice
you can
it
have the
until
first
just
one
now.
Right there.
Yeah. Why don't we say that for another episode? So this isn't another 45-minute episode.
Nah, yeah, he'll open it quick. He'll open it quick.
Open it quick. There we go. Right, it's open. Yeah.
Take your time, guys.
Hey, where do you have to be?
We have no Brandon today, so we have a little bit of time to kill.
There we go.
Wow, look at that box.
Oh, you open it.
So ridiculous.
So I really don't know what this is, though, honestly.
Shane, we all don't know what it is.
No one knows what it is. You bought it.
It literally is a pin.
I want to know what number it is, though. I want you to wear that on your shirt and walk around. The giant pin. It's like the size of a Honda Civic on your shirt.
How could this be a limited edition numbered, but there's no number?
There's no number.
I bet
it's
going to
be on the back. It's on the back.
Uh-oh.
There we go. The number's back.
Weed and pinned.
I think I need my dick face.
Really?
To read a number?
No, there's no number. It just says limited edition 1,000.
That's amazing.
And there's like a serial number or something on here. So what does this thing do?
That's an amazing piece of garbage.
I don't know. It slides, right? I bet it gets frozen. What do you think? Looks like.
Does it work?
The other direction. Oh, there it goes. Whoop. Oh!
Oh! All right.
Frozen in carbonite.
That's pretty cool.
He looks like a zombie.
Here we go.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, so there's a sliding thing on the back. So, of course, you know, like this. I don't know how much this was. It was under $30, $25 or something, but
I'm
going to
get
sweet.
I love
there we go. That's my win of the week.
Charles
sliding
says,
enamel pin, one of 1,000.
That
40th
pin
anniversary.
Is the size of a Honda Civic on Shane's shirt.
Should I put it on my shirt? Look at this thing.
Look at that thing.
Look at this mother.
Oh my God.
That's
size
not
of
only,
my face.
That's not only garbage, it's a piece of sliding garbage.
They got me so good. What a Disney, the Loungefly, whoever put this out, they're like, oh, we'll sell 1,000 of these suckers.
Loungefly.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So there we go. I'll put this pile of garbage over here. Put that back together. I'll display that in my Focus collection. That's my win of the week. All right, guys, that's going to do it for the wins for this week. Let's see what Christopher is going to tell us about his whiff with this collection. It's time for Whiffs of the Week.
So, my whiff is actually the collection that I bought. It was from a guy named Joe Rice, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with Joe Rice. He was part of our group, huge fan of the podcast. Unfortunately, he passed away, and his wife was left the collection. She reached out to me. She knew us, like, you know, hearing the podcast's name and Rogue Five, and then John Rula, the action figure grader. So she reached out to me through Messenger. And she has been selling me parts of his collection to, I guess, just get rid of it because she has no what to do with it. Yeah. And as the items are arriving in my house, I'm seeing that, like, she sent me, like, 8 loose graded items in the first box. And 4 of them I actually sold to Joe loose. And Joe graded them. So it's, like, sad to see that, like, I'm buying back the exact same items that I had sold him prior.
Okay. So we're real sorry to hear that.
Is it okay to say, like, how it happened? Do you know how it happened, or?
I want to say I think he had, like, a brain aneurysm or a brain hemorrhage or something like that. Like that. You know, he was young. I want to say early 50s, I believe, like 51.
Oh, man.
Like that.
That's sad.
And it just happened, I think, like, overnight and something. And he went in the hospital and just didn't get better.
Well, we're super sorry to hear that. Prayers and best wishes to the Rice family. That's nice that you're able to work with her and get some get some funds for the family. And
correct. Yep.
You know, that's kind of we've all had that thought with these collections, right? You know, not to be morbid, but you have all this collection. You're like, oh my gosh, you know, if my wife is going to get left with all of this stuff, she's not going to know, you know, heads or tails.
Well, exactly. So,
yeah.
And really hopefully they reach out to, like, the right person, because I think you guys know me that I'm not, like, a scumbag. I'm not going to take advantage of the situation.
Yeah.
But some people may. So you're always hopeful that the person that your wife does reach out to doesn't do that. So if you guys all go first, just have them reach out to me.
It's funny that you say that. Like 2 months ago, I said to my wife, I said, just so you know, if anything ever happens to me, you reach out to Charles and Christopher with all this garbage and they'll tell you what to do.
I will.
You guys are the closest too, is what I mean by that. You know,
I'm going to bow out from that. And I would like, Chris,
no,
because you have too much. I can't sell, like, a freaking thing of paper plates. Like, I just can't.
I don't have paper plates. I do not have.
How about the sliding pin?
Shane has a 24 pack of napkins, but there's only 23 left inside.
I needed one the other day. No, come on. If something happens to me, this is going right on Rogue Five Toys. That's where it's going. The funny thing is, my wife is in the group too.
Tell Caroline to call me. Yeah, just tell Caroline to call me. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
I would save the pen. I wouldn't sell that pen.
Okay. Well, it's 1 of 1,000. It could be worth something. Yeah. All right, folks. That is going to do it for this week's Wins and Whiffs of Wednesday. Thank you very much. What happened? Should I mute him?
Yeah, mute him.
Oh, you muted him already. Charlie Beansacks.
Charlie Beansacks is coughing over there. But no. Yeah, that boy. You get.
How do we have an ability to show those names? I know John hates that because he likes to put the names up, but
it usually shows when the show first starts.
Like, how do we see that? There's a way to do it, but I don't know how to do it. I'm looking at the
I saw it last episode. You guys had your names on the on the con one with Brandon. Only you three were on it. Oh. Your names flipped onto the screen for like a half a second, like. You would need to pause it for you to see what it actually said, but your names weren't your names.
Right. You used to have up not Shane or something.
Yeah.
I put those names up there.
Yeah, John likes to do it himself, but there is a way to show them on here. I just don't know where it is. All right, folks, thanks very much for watching this episode. Please go over to 5idiotstalkingtoys.com for all of our links, our merch shop. You can grab a hat, a t-shirt and support the show. But you can also now go to Patreon, and the link is right there. It's also in the description of this video. So please check that out. If you could support the show, that'd be great. You can choose to support with whatever level you're comfortable with. We don't even have tiers. You can choose your own amount, but we appreciate that. We're going to continue to make great content for you guys, and we're also going to make some exclusive content and hook up some of our Patreons with some nice benefits like that. Thanks very much for watching. We'll see you next time on Five Idiots Talking Toys. Good night, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Where's Brandon? Or Brian?
Shh.